Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 28th day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on to the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 70 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a little cooler day than yesterday. And it's just, you know, it used to be when the summer hit here, I have a barometer up on my wall. And it's marked to where the average setting set on the summer thing. It has just, it's way low. Just stay in there. There's no storms coming in. You get days up to 82 degrees, and just stay in there. Must be the new normal. Anyways, let's see what we're going to get into here. Ryan's Business First Amnesty Crushed gets only 121 votes. And we did cover this yesterday, but we're going to cover another aspect of it here real quick. And we'll do that when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Ryan's Business First Amnesty Crushed gets only 121 votes. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. House Speaker Paul Ryan's amnesty bill got only 121 GOP votes in the House, marking a huge defeat despite his earlier effort to gain votes from Business First legislators by offering to add two huge visa worker programs. And we talked about this yesterday. Yeah, this is where it gets interesting. The 121 to 100 or 300, the 121 to 301 defeat showed the populist shift in the GOP's caucus towards the lower immigration, higher wages policy pushed by President Donald Trump. So they're turning this around. I mean, they want you to get out there and vote, people. That's one thing. But I mean, what did I just read you? The 121 to 301 defeat showed the populist shift. And this is a whole lot of baffling bullshit, but it's really not. Because the idea here is that Trump is against this. Right? I mean, is that what you're getting from this populist shift in the GOP? That's the grand old party. That's the Republicans' caucus towards the lower immigration, higher wages policy pushed by President Donald Trump. And away from Ryan's brand of, wait a minute. This is yesterday. We talked about this. I didn't have it up here, but Donald Trump offers all caps endorsement to Paul Ryan's amnesty bill. This is from Breitbart yesterday, sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Donald Trump threw his full endorsement behind Speaker Paul Ryan's amnesty bill on Wednesday. This guy who's for your wages and shit. I mean, it's gotten to the point. I mean, just lie to you day from day in their own writings. I mean, just come and just, well, yeah, yesterday this meant this. And I mean, I don't know what to tell you people. Ryan's bill got fewer votes than the tougher bill drafted by Representative Bob Goodlett, which did not include a full amnesty but only allowed work permits to roughly 700,000 migrants on June. I mean, look at what we're doing here, people. You idiots that went out and voted this lion, carnival barker, this con man into office. He's standing up there. He's cutting your goddamn throat. Before I came up here, he was, I can't think of what state it was. What state was it, Laura? Wisconsin. He was in Wisconsin where they're putting this new plant, and they have the guy who's financing it, this Taiwanese. I mean, you got to go watch this. He's saying, he's talking to him, and he says, if you can understand me, and the little dinky comes over, and he's, you know, he's talking about, we bring in a job back. We bring in a job back to America. My God, people. What, I mean, how, what kind of a ruse would it take to wake the goddamn, and people out there clapping? 700,000 migrants on June 21st. 193 legislators backed Ryan's bill, just 27 votes short of a majority. We read what this son of a bitch wants to do. We read it to you yesterday. A whole new, well, let's go on, because this next one talks about it. This next paragraph. Over the weekend, Ryan added two visa worker programs. Two more visa worker programs. To this, he's, your job's back. We're going to get rid of the foreigners, remember? You're going to have your jobs back. Two more visa worker programs. That, you know, you got the H1B, and I mean, you got Z ones, you got F ones. We talked about it yesterday. The H2C program and the H2B expansion. In the hope of building support from business groups. These business groups represent a tiny portion. I mean, the people that have anything in this country are few and far in between. But it seems that they have all the representation to, I mean, just, well, we want to slaughter the regular folk here. This is the businessman talking. We want to slaughter the regular folks here and bring in some slave labor because we can make big profits. And that's what makes America great for us. Am I missing something here? But I mean, we're going to go on because it's far more blatant than that. I mean, they got this push on because they're coming up on another, they need some more acquiescence, people. They need some more consent. And we're heading into the consent season. That's why you're going to hear things get loud and like it did on the radio here the other day, because people are, man, they want to go fucking vote again. And they know that it's treason, but goddamn, it's just like, it's like the Vulcans when, you know, the, if you ever watch the Star Trek series, is where the Vulcans every 7 years, they have to have sex or they'll die. They'll just die. And that's how these people have been institutionalized into this goddamn fraud of voting. They know it's wrong. But you watch them at the end. I mean, they'll start shaking and shit. Like a junkie needing a fix. And they'll go, they know what they're doing is wrong. They know every one of these people are liars and deceivers. And they have nothing but the worst intent for you. But they will start shaking and they will start quivering. And they'll start sweating and they'll see spiders on their skins. And they'll go fucking vote again. And they'll get mad as hell as you for saying, hey, what the hell are you doing here? Well, they're going to get mad at you. How dare you stand in the way of a fool in his vote? Who do you think you are? Over the weekend, we had the two programs. Ryan's bill was also far less ambitious than the Gang of Eight amnesty bill passed by the Senate in 2013. His bill would have given an amnesty to roughly 2 million people over 10 years. I mean, all we're talking about is how much these son of a bitches are going to get. Remember the campaign promise going in, people? Every one of them, mark my words here, every one of them's going back. Every one of them. And DACA, day one. First thing I'm doing is picking up that pen and I'm getting rid of DACA. Go ahead. I thought somebody was trying to talk. Heard a lot of noise. Number one, DACA. I mean, we still have the recordings here if anybody wants to hear the lies that were told. But now all we're talking, I mean, I heard two of them talking yesterday, and it was, everybody's got to give a little bit here. You mean these foreign invaders came into my country illegally, wanting my shit, and now I'm telling you to get them the fuck out? Oh, you gotta make a deal with them. Really? Is that how we got this country, making deals? I think when we were taking it for the aristocrats, it was kill anybody that got in the way, wasn't it? But now it's coming down to getting rid of that. What we're going to do is swap out the workforce here. You see, there's a, you know, we've got this mountain of gold here that's 23,000 feet tall. You know, yeah, you need a helicopter. And, oh, no, you can't even get it. You need a, you need a lift. I mean, you need something to carry you up there, an elevator to carry you to the top of it with an oxygen mask, so because the air's so thin up there. We've got all this, but man, we could have twice as big if we took everything that those fucking peons got down there. And we're watching it goddamn happen. Like this Taiwanese, go watch that and try to convince yourself that something's okay in this goddamn country. Try it. Oregon Supreme Court orders changes to ballot title for initiative to ban assault weapons. Ooh, uh-oh. Go ahead. Somebody trying to get in? Hearing some kind of feedback. Anyway, this is from the Oregonian. It was sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The Oregon Supreme Court ordered changes Wednesday to the ballot title of an initiative that would ban the sale of many semi-automatic guns and high-capacity ammunition magazines in the state. Ooh. You know, you got Trumpy up there. You guys been watching him since he's got back out on the campaign trail? You know, the rhetoric and lying trail? Have you heard him up there telling you, and we're going to protect your Second Amendment rights. You know, the right for the states not to sue each other. You goddamn fools. I mean, what this shit's going on state by state. We watched it in Connecticut over there in Rhode Island, all this shit, man. We're watching California, attack after attack, and Trump's, and we're going to protect your Second Amendment, okay? If there was a federal apparatus that was there, that was charged by the people, They would be in these states arresting these people for sedition and insurrection against the Bill of Rights. Blatant violation of the Second, the Ninth, and the Tenth. Now, isn't it? And see, what they want to bring this down to is it's an issue, gun issue. No, people, that's the tree that you can't see in the forest is the goddamn fact that this is about taking your due process. I mean, finally ending any notion that you have any rights at all. Rights to own property, rights to due process, rights to, if you don't have the rights to due process, you don't have the rights to own property. And that's been pretty much a given since you had this asset forfeiture constitutional law that they're working under, don't you know? If somebody can come and take anything that you own. The thing is, the guns are protected apart from the due process. You just fucking can't touch the guns, period. That's what the second article says. And you talk about infringement? No, this is blatant abomination of infringement. Right in your face. Well, you do this in Oregon. Come on, man. We got to get this. I want this shit over with as bad as the next fella. They need to do this. But you see, you got your Trumpy up there. As I'm reading this to you, he's somewhere right now pointing his finger, and your Second Amendment will be protected. We're protecting your Second Amendment. It's the states and the local municipalities that are taking your fucking guns, not me. And it'll be the same thing, like here in Oregon, these sheriffs and, you know, these counties saying, well, we're not going to enforce that in our county. No, I know you're not. Just like Trumpy isn't going to, I mean, not that the federal monies aren't going to be pumped in through the back doors here for the state police goddamn gun confiscation gangs. I mean, what the hell would you call them? Agencies? Groups? It'll be pumped in. It'll be well-financed. And when they do come into the counties, the sheriff himself and his deputies will sit there. But then you have all those guys, though, you know, the other deputies that are on the SWAT teams. Well, that's a different corporation. They're going to help burn your house down. You guys better get ready to fight. I'm telling you right now. Because I think that they're seeing that the fucking vote's going south on them. The vote thing's going away. The consent's going away. Once you lose the consent, I guess you're going to have to rule by something else. Force. You think force? Because that's what I'm seeing. Man, everybody, you know, wants to make an issue of every goddamn thing out there. You know, like the states' rights shit we're on here getting on them about. But you know what? None of that stuff goddamn matters. If they can take your frickin' guns, if you don't have no due process of the law, what the fuck does anything else matter? Of course they're going to do it. Of course they can. And they're going to do it with force, and they're going to do it with guns, and you're going to have no guns to defend yourself with. Because, well, what you got to do is you go and you give them over to the son of a bitches and want to kill you. You think? It's a setback for Portland area clergy. Portland area clergy. You're going to love this. Portland area. Fuck Portland area clergy. You're going to fucking hang Portland area clergy, you treasonous bastards. Portland area clergy behind initiative petition 40, initiative petition 43, who have just over a week to gather the 88,184 signatures necessary to get it on the November ballot. The signature, see, and it don't matter. I mean, now, see, you know, the first instinct of the goddamn fools out there will be, God, we all got to go register. We got to stop this. I tell you right now, I swear it. On my father's grave, the vote here in Oregon is 110 fucking percent corrupt. It's been proven absolutely corrupt. Whatever, whoever pays the highest bucks gets what they want out of that election system. Okay, it's been proven over and over again. It is the phoniest. I mean, it ain't even a con that a kid could shouldn't be able to see. The secret envelope. Shh. And no copy of you. They got your secret envelope. That shows you voted. Oh, that shows that you participated. And they put any goddamn thing they want in your secret envelope. You could call to get your secret envelope back, and they could go to the other thing of records and stick a ballot in there that was marked properly if anybody wanted to challenge it. But I promise you people, they print goddamn extra. They want something done in an area. They just print more ballots and have more Californians, fill out the ballots and tell them. They get their numbers. That's how this works. I swear it. This is, if these people, I mean, you got Bloomberg and all his money. If this has already been paid for, you can't stop it with your vote. I'm going to tell you a little secret. The only way that anybody at this point in the ballgame, short of fighting them with guns, can speak, can even have a voice is just to remove your, unregistered vote. Remove your consent. Make sure they understand I'm not consenting to this shit. I'm going to fight you. I mean, this is just talking about fuck, get the Bill of Rights here. You know, it is plain and simple. This is the state cannot do this. This is prohibited by the Constitution. Under the 10th article, they cannot do this. See, old Trumpy, he's gonna save your goddamn Second Amendment right. Bullshit. This is just like the authority we talked about him having to shut these borders down. We talked about it for months before it finally came up the other day. Well, yeah, because there was a Supreme Court decision that involved it, they had to put it out there. Yeah, actually, he could stop anybody from coming in here if it's a threat to the country. I guess maybe he don't consider an invasion force of 100 million people a threat to the country or something. But to claim he doesn't have the authority that he couldn't do what he promised you he would do when he was running for president, you going to pretend that anymore? You people out there who fell for that shit? And you want to pretend that this shit that's going on in the states, if he was your real Republican Jesus Christ come back to save you, that he couldn't stop it right now in a heartbeat using the 9th and 10th Amendment and just saying, no, 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 no. I mean, when the black kids, because this is a play on it through the 14th Amendment. But again, when the rights of the black people in the South to go to school and, to equal rights to go in a restaurant or what might have you was threatened, what did they do? What did they do when them people's rights were being trampled on as that federal government that you hired to protect them goddamn rights from? I mean, they're the big protector. I mean, you got your own protection yourself, and then there was the state that you could activate to protect them, and then you had this federal apparatus in case something really big came after you. And then all of you could get together through your apparatus that you created and go and quash the attack on your rights. But what's the problem here? Because it is a lie. This is a production. It's coming right at you. Hey, you know what? You're either going to fight or you ain't. But by God, you're going to make that choice. I promise you. Maybe you'll be one of them people that think you can slide this way and move that way and hand your guns over and pacify them and you'll be okay until you're at that ditch. Because I don't care if you do everything they want. If you kiss their ass, lick their ass, eat their shit. The end game is you go out to the ditch because you're something they don't need anymore. In fact, something they want to get rid of because you actually had thoughts of freedom one time in your life. What they want is a total population of this planet that never knew freedom, doesn't know what it means, thinks that freedom is, I mean, like the people in this country here today. I mean, there are people like the people that join the NRA. You think that's freedom, do you? Several guns, I love these gun rights groups, laughable gun rights groups, signatures, okay. In an opinion issued Wednesday morning, the court said Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, oi, wonder who's trying to take the guns from the people in Oregon, oi, must receive the summary of the initiative that would be put before voters in November. It must revise a summary. Several gun rights and hunting groups appealed to the Oregon Supreme Court, appealed to the government who just told them, we're going to go and do this. And you're appealing to your masters. I got down on my knees and I went to my servants and I said, servants, to modify the ballot title. I mean, just bringing this up, this is a hanging offense, people. Bringing it up, let alone carrying it out. Modified ballot title, saying the use of such terms as assault weapons in quotation marks and large capacity magazines is misleading. Don't attack it because you just can't fucking do it because you're violating the 9th and 10th and 2nd article of the People's Bill of Rights, the federal Bill of Rights that you are bound to by law, that federal government should be here enforcing, but they ain't, because I think they're all on the same side and we're on the other side, people. The ballot title now reads, prohibits assault weapons instead of assault weapons, I guess, defined, and large capacity magazines defined, unless registered with state police, criminal penalties. Well, are you guys ready to fight? Are you going to do this? I tell you, you do this. If you do this, you might as well just, I mean, if you're done with living, I don't know, maybe you want to crawl and live on your knees for a while. I don't know what would be your state of mind. But if it's just like, oh, I'm just done, we'll stick that gun in your mouth and pull the trigger, really, because you're going to fight. You're either going to fight or they're going to take them away from you. I promise you. The court agreed with the gun rights and hunting groups that assault weapons is an this is what they're going to court over, into the admiralty courts. Oh, yeah, that is not that you can't talk about it. Not that this is fucking treason, blatant on its face treason. It's an imprecise term that could be interpreted in different ways, and that the Attorney General's reference to the definition within the full text initiative, Petition 43, was not adequate to explain the effect of the infringement that's coming, that we're doing this, effect of the violation of your second article that we're getting ready to commit. Chief Justice Thomas Ballmer wrote, we conclude that the ballot title caption could accurately state that the purpose measure would criminalize the possession and transfer of many semi-automatic weapons as well as magazines holding over 10 rounds. The ban would apply to certain semi-automatic rifles and pistols capable of accommodating detachable magazines and have other military-style features such as a collapsible stock or a grenade launcher, plus some semi-automatic shotguns, you know, the your little semi-automatic shotguns, your Remingtons. I'm sure. Well, I don't know. If you took the plug out, I don't know. It'd have to be one of the Segas or something, I suppose. But then again, your 22 Marlins with 18 rounds, and they're gonna have to go. Your 22s, people. Military and law enforcement employees who are required to carry firearms would be exempt. Oh, you mean the people who are coming to seize our firearms would be exempt from those rules in their private lives, too? They can have guns, but you can't. I mean, people, you sit there and you listen to people all day long talking about the outrages across this country. What are they going to do if they had you with no guns? What would they do? What would they do if they had guns and you didn't? Are you people out there that dim-witted? I know that the people probably listening to this aren't, but I got to ask you, man, what are you guys doing? Are you guys getting ready? Are you prepared? I mean, it's one thing to sit and think something through in your mind, and it's a whole other thing to have it worked out in reality. You know, you sit there and you think about, I've talked about this before. I hear people, I'll take to the woods. Oh, really? Yeah. Will ya? Well, I've took into the woods, grew up in the woods. I know all about the woods, and I know that even at my age, you know, because I don't get to get out like I used to. I'm not out in the, I just can't do it anymore, man. I've been economically removed from the equation. I can't get out there anymore. But, you know, sitting there, going over stuff in your mind is one thing. Being out there with old Mother Nature is quite another. There's a show, Survival. I watch the survival things. I think probably most of you people out there do. The survival little shows and shit. But you know that one, Naked and Afraid, it came up, and I wouldn't watch it. I was just like, God, this is stupid, you know, putting people, whether it's just a bunch of naked people out there, no. But I started watching that, and man, I'll tell you what, everybody should watch it. Because it shows you just how important the most basic things are, man. How many things you better have if you want to even start to think you have a chance to stay very long out there. The first thing you'll realize is, God damn, I'm glad I got shoes. I mean, shoes, I mean, you don't really think about shoes, but you get in a full-blown war. I'm just like every war in the past, shoes are going to come up, man. It's going to be, they're going to be a premium on shoes. You're going to be making shoes out of tires or making moccasins, or even if you want to have a pair of shoes. And have you thought that through? And, you know, just clothes. And you know, they show people out there with fire starters and what might have you. But, I mean, with a book of matches, man, do you realize, are you aware of the difficulty in keeping a fire or making a fire when it's damp outside? Damp, hell, if it's raining, boy. Whew, man, you're getting into gasolines and torches to get something burning. People are, you know, it's one thing to think something through and say, well, this is what I would do. And, you know, I've talked about it before. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, grab just as much stuff as you can in 20 minutes, throw it in your rig and go out and see how long you can stay there without coming back. Then you'll have an idea. You'll start seeing things. Well, like I said, watch this series, because, man, when I watch it, I said, God damn, this would be handy. That would be handy, man. Just the shoes would be nice. You know, yeah. And, you know, to cover your body, what bugs will do to you. You know, it's what you'll go through to eat if you have something to eat. But do you see what you see it as? You see it just completely stripped bare, and every little thing you add to the equation is just, I mean, it's a matter of whether you're going to survive or not up to a point. Then it's how warm are you going to be? How old are you? You know, I'm getting up there, man. I can't go out and just, I mean, when I was young, nothing fazed me. I could go do anything I wanted to, stay as long as I want. I could build a fire to keep me warm if I had to burn the woods down. But, man, I'm old. I can't move as far as I used to could. I can't do the work that I used to could. So you're going to have to play it smarter. You're going to have to work smarter. And you may have to be adjusting your plans. That, I mean, the people out there just, I mean, if that's the notion that shoots through your head, I'm going to take to the mountains. What's the longest you've ever spent in the mountains? What's the longest? When I was a little kid, when we first came to Oregon, I lived in the goddamn, out in the woods for a month. My dad built chairs. Man, my dad was awesome. He knew what the hell he was doing, but we lived out in the woods. I mean, I've been out in the woods. I mean, I've went out for a long time. The worst is weather. When you're a goose hunter and a duck hunter, man, you see some pretty raw shit, man. But even at that, how many of you people, what's the longest you ever been out there? Even if you had all your shit, man, I mean, I'll tell you what, you'll find a new degree of tiredness within the first couple of 3 days and adjusting to it. We'll continue in a moment. We're at the bottom of the hour.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Help!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. And that was Expect No Mercy by Nazareth, and Don't Expect Any Mercy. I got my mind confused. I was thinking about that survival thing. And, man, I'm telling you, people, everything you carry, I mean, if it comes down to where you're carrying, man, everything better be useful. You better not be taking no frills with you. And you better have plenty of ammunition, because these people are coming for you. Make no mistake about it. We're in this article. Oregon Supreme Court orders changes to ballot title for initiative to ban assault weapons in the state of Oregon. Man. The ban would apply to certain semi-automatic rifles, pistols capable of accommodating detachable magazines and have other military-style features such as collapsible stocks or grenade launchers, plus some semi-automatic shotguns. Military and law enforcement employees who are retired are required to carry firearms would be exempt, as would retailers and manufacturers who supply those. Also, the corporations and the military state. That's who'll have the weapons. I like that idea. Initiative Petition 43 would allow existing owners of such weapons to keep them if they passed a criminal background check and registered them with Oregon State Police. Man, isn't that what the communists did over there in Russia? You know, the red communist over there in Russia? Then they say the people who still had their weapons, because they were right in the middle of an actual revolt against the Tsar when they came in and hijacked that, like communists will tend to do. And they said, well, just bring, you know, you guys are okay. You were fighting against the bad old aristocrat, and, you know, you can keep your weapons. We just want you to register them. Bring them in and register them with us. And when they brought them in to register them, well, we saw one guy in California about a week ago. Or so, you know, he tried to register his gun. He ended up in the pokey and they took all of his guns. And in the end, they'll take your life, because that is the intent here. There can be no other. The court said the Attorney General's office must also make clear that the exemption would apply only to weapons people owned at the time the initiative would take effect. One of the initiative's chief petitioners, Rabbi Michael Kahana. Rabbi, you try it, Jew. You son of a bitch, you think you can take our guns? Whew! Give her a go. Of Congregation Beth Israel declined to comment Wednesday on the outlook of the initiative. Supporters of the initiative, who call their campaign Lift Every Voice and Remove the Second Article So We Can Kill You, are planning a press conference on Thursday morning. On its Facebook page, the group shared inspirational quotes and urged supporters to remain optimistic. Four scary facts gun owners need to know about red flag gun confiscation bills. Well, one thing you got to know is that it's a violation of your Second Article right, absolute right, and every bit of this, man. Like I said, old Trump, he's sitting back there watching it. Your knight in white shining armor sitting back there who's going to protect your Second Amendment right, not to be confused with your Second Article right, is sitting back there in their no comment on this. You don't hear about this shit. Him speaking about, you know, they're doing these draconian things in the states, and this can't be allowed. This is from Gunpowder Magazine. It was sent in by Skywalker for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Extreme risk protection orders, ERPOs, are popping up across the nation right now. Just popping up across the nation right now, like they did in Australia. You know, the Australians, they're the ones that set the mold for doing this. Oh, you can't try to do this on a big level, because all the people come at you all at once. What you do is you break it down. You start taking them over here and over there and over here and over there. And once it finally, you know, it's going to build finally to a crescendo, and the people are going to fight back. But how many can you think you can get before they do? Because every one you do, that's a pretty good thing for you, huh? Some states, like Florida and Maryland, have already passed these backdoor gun control laws, and Oregon too, while many other states are considering them. ERPOs, also known as red flag gun confiscation laws, what else can I, is there a curve here? Am I not seeing around the curve here? What's going on here? Are pitched as a way to get guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves or others in the aftermath of several school shootings this year. several false flags put on by your local CIA and the Mossad from Israel. Policymakers are considering how policymakers, you know, the people that represent you and me, are considering taking something away from me. You really? You pencil neck son of a bitch. You better get suited up and get ready to go. Considering how to keep guns out of the hands of individuals considered to be high risk. Now we're moving that standard, you know, from a reasonable call to a reasonable suspicion, don't you know? Now we're at high risk, people. You're just a high risk person. We can't, I mean, maybe we should get the insurance companies on this. They can evaluate everybody and see who's high risk and who can have a gun and who can't. The problem is, what does high risk mean? Oh, this person's onto it. Well, that's an open subject matter term. It could mean, well, anything, couldn't it? Who defines whether someone is in a danger to themselves or others? Would such measures be effective? Oh, this is the only questions about this? I got a few questions about this concerning the second article to my people's Bill of Rights and the fact that every goddamn bit of this is open in your face treachery by an illegal occupational government, a totalitarian military dictatorship. In different cases, the shooters have shown no history of criminal. I mean, even the people that are writing these things, this Gunpowder Magazine, see, these are the people that join the NRA, and they're going to play over these goddamn arguments that have nothing to do with nothing. It's like this whole states' rights thing that I was bitching about earlier. It has nothing to do with nothing. They're coming for the core of your existence. That is your Bill of Rights. That's all you, anybody should be concerned about. Without it, they got you, okay? Without it, they got you. They get the guns. The guns is the only thing. They're saying you don't have it. You're saying you do have it. They got guns, and they don't want you to have a gun. Now, is that clear enough to everybody? In different cases, the shooters have shown no history of criminal record or documented mental illness. And see, that's what we got to argue here. And even cases in which there were documented issues, the government bungled addressing them anyway. Parkland, Florida's Nicholas Cruz comes to mind. Because criminal records or documented evidence of a high-risk individual have something or sometimes been hard to find for shooters, ERPO laws are designed to give the government government power to take guns away. Power, I mean, take the rest of the sentence away. Government power to take guns away based on the simple fear of someone taking action. Something might happen. We've got to take them. It could happen. You see, that's why you have that procedural due process where you have to be convicted, absolutely convicted by a jury of your peers before your rights can ever be in jeopardy. But that's what they want to remove. And they're using the gun issue. But what people don't understand, if they can do this with the guns are protected by themselves in the Bill of Rights. If they can do this with the guns, your due process, forget it. It don't exist. And it will be an established fact when they start to coming for these. I mean, you got to shoot them. They're coming for your goddamn rights. They're coming to enslave you. Take you out to a ditch and put a fucking bullet in your head. Second Amendment, why do they keep doing that? You think that it ain't got out there by now that it ain't the Second Amendment? That this is another part of the bullshit when they go to litigate it? The Second Amendment supporters, it's not an amendment. It can't be touched. It is the second article of the First Amendment. And the ninth article of the First Amendment says that it can never be amended. None of it can. None of the body of the Bill of Rights can be touched. Number one, Second Amendment supporters need to be aware of just how scary these bills are, particularly that, no, I mean, just be aware that they're coming for your guns. It don't matter how they're going about it, what they're writing down on a piece of paper. If you're going to get scared about what they're writing down on a piece of paper, you've already lost. You got to encourage them to get it written down on that piece of paper and get their asses out here and let's get this over with. Law-abiding gun owners, oh, I love that, infringement-embracing gun owners are guilty until proven innocent under ERPOS. Yeah, you are, if you accept it, if you allow it. These bills open the floodgates for vindictive family members, friends, or John Q. Public to accuse you of almost anything as justification to take your firearms. They can take these accusations to court and it'll be just we got an anonymous tip. Even though, because we're already up to what was the standard up here? A high risk. We got an anonymous tip that you're a high risk. Boom. Even though you've never been charged with or convicted of a crime. And see, they already set the precedence for this with the asset forfeiture. Go ahead.
You know, Henry, you bring up, you know, there's too many people riding on you. mean, you got to be aware of that. There's going to be all these assholes all around you that want to turn there's going to be a lot of that bullshit going on too, brother.
We're
going
to have to turn back history a little bit, and when these we find out who these people are. The people who, well, they don't even have to do that anymore. I mean, once you, I mean, you see the standard. I mean, they haven't even enacted, they haven't tried none of this shit, and they're already down to a high risk. You think that an anonymous tip ain't going to be sufficient? I mean, who, what, how are you going to fight it? You're going to take them to court? You really?
I'm just bringing it up. I mean, it's just something we have to be aware of.
Oh, I hear you.
Your neighbor's going to walk in, you know?
I agree, brother. I agree 100%. They can take these accusations to court even though you've never been charged with or convicted of a crime. That is the standard of the Bill of Rights before any of your property can be touched. That standard is being removed right here. It's just saying that that don't exist no more. Your right to procedural due process does not exist anymore. That's what they're at. That's what they want at the heart of this, people. Once they, if they, people came in and turned their guns in this, they would not only have established that they can take your guns, but that you can't, they can take anything. Take your life. You have no right to a life, no more than you do to any other property. At that point, you are on the defensive to try to convince the judge why you should be able to keep your guns and your Second Amendment rights. I hate that. These laws are a gross violation of the rights guaranteed to us as American citizens by the Fourth Amendment. I'm not an American citizen, but they're, by God, my rights under the Fourth Article for goddamn sure. But, I mean, this is... It's not just under the Fourth Amendment either, because the Second Amendment sets guns apart. You can't, I don't, I mean, the way it, there's no way no government could ever take your guns, ever. No government, no agency, no nothing. The only, it'd be hard to convince 12 people to, I mean, that's what you would have been up against when the common law was actually in effect. You would have had to convince 12 people to disarm somebody because you, I mean, it would have been a hell of a reason. It would have been a hell of a case. I'd like to sit and watched it. To where you can convince 12 people back in them days to take somebody's goddamn right to defend themselves away from them. You just didn't do that. You didn't, I mean, you got out of prison back in the old days, they gave you your gun and a box of bullets. I mean, if you didn't own a gun, they gave you a gun, a 30-30, and a box of bullets. Because you have the right to defend your life. That's what they're trying to tell you do not have anymore. That the government, I mean, you are just totally in the custody of the government from the time you're born till the time you die. And they has, I mean, I don't know what else to say about this shit. I mean, if somebody can see a curve here, I'd like to know where it goes. At that point, you are on the defensive. Oh, amendment rights. These laws are a gross violation of the rights guaranteed. They are that. But, I mean, here you are, and they're going to do it. And we're just going to, I mean, that's, I get see people like, then we're going to have to turn our guns. No. No. If that's all it took, I mean, I bet the King of England would have liked it if that's all it took for his soldiers to march into fucking Lexington and Concord and say, just turn the weapons. Okay, well, King wrote it. Let's see the piece. Yeah, the King wrote it and signed it. Okay, here you go. Here's our guns. That, I mean, I hear that more than anything. People say, oh, if they get this passed, we're going to have... Really? You're going to give something up? I'm not. This is the second one. ERPOs open up a Pandora's box of ways for cunning lawyers and conniving family members to exploit gun owners. People, and when you're even to this point where you're even saying these words, it's like them saying, talking about taking your guns. This is way too far past where you should have stood already. Man, the founders who fought for this country, they're rolling over in their graves. They're going, Jesus, really, people? You're my progeny? Really?
And the criminals are licking their chops.
The criminals are the goddamn people who are taking your guns, Mark. They are the communists. They are these goddamn... And you know, let's go on a little bit more. Red flag EPOs have been written so broadly on two fronts that in some instances people are given near endless possibilities by which to use the legal system to prosecute gun owners. Some ERPO bills restrict those who can report high-risk individuals to family and law enforcement, whereas some laws would expand the list to allow just about anybody to accuse. I got a phone call. It was an anonymous tip that you're a high-risk person. Somebody said you're crazy. The list of what violations you can be reported for is all over the place. If you drink a beer one night and someone took the took that the wrong way or thought you were out of control, they could take that to the court. If someone was in your house and left and felt your guns were not stored properly, it could be grounds for a report. If you made a comment to someone or seemed depressed, virtually raising any type of mental health red flag could end with you battling for your Second Amendment rights. That's right. But what you don't understand is this all shit could end up to you being dead too, you son of a bitch. You know, when they start this, they're going to be the communists. They're going to be out there just wanting to report everybody. That's when you got to start putting them in the ground. When they send a force and you see a neighbor get slaughtered by a force like this, you go out and you make sure that the people that caused that die, every goddamn one of them, including the son of a bitches that attacked them. That you do it or you lose it. You do it or you lose it. You fight or you fucking lose this country. I'm telling you right now. The time frame for confiscation can go on for months. ERPOs can last for weeks, months, or up to a year in cases where a gun owner would have to appear for repeated court hearings to try. I mean, God almighty. Why did these people who fought to give us this country even bother if we're going to allow this kind of shit? Think about it. For repeated court hearings to try to win back his or her constitutional rights. In some instances, the government would hold on to your guns for you. Other bills have a neutral third party holding on to your guns. No, by God, you won't. You just won't. Both political parties are supporting ERP. What are you talking about? All those good Americans, good-hearted Americans, love our heroes that went out there and voted for the Republican ticket to make America great and have the Constitution again. Here you go. Many would have you believe that Democrats are leading the charge for gun control in the wake of the horrific school shootings, these phony-ass false flags of 2018, but nothing could be further from the truth. Republicans are leading efforts as well. No. You mean like they're trying to, you know, give this amnesty and everything that everybody voted against on that Republican ticket? You went and become a Republican so that you could vote on that? You gave your consent to this is what you did. When you voted, thought you were voting for that, you were actually, in reality, giving your consent for this. Thank you. I want to thank you very much, man. You guys are so smart. I'm so glad you've been running things all along, you voters out there. We're going to have some special prizes for you when this shit's over with. In Pennsylvania, Representative Todd Stevens, a southeastern Pennsylvania state legislature, is pushing his own ERPO bill. And in Maryland, dozens of Republicans and their Republican governor voted for a red flag gun confiscation bill. And if you'll remember, back there as part of that omnibus spending bill that they tried to just confuse you every which way but lose, Donald Trump signed gun confiscation legislation. Remember? We'll take the guns and then the due process. So even at the federal level, that son of a, he's protecting your Second Amendment right, you know, your right to, for states not to sue each other. Right? With the 2018 and 2020 elections looming, it will be interesting to see what transpires in such crucial battleground states as Pennsylvania. Remember, when you go to vote, don't be deceived by a political party. Well, see, goddamn, what do we do here? We got the Republican and I got the Democrat. I gotta vote. I gotta vote or I'm gonna die. I gotta vote. Which one? I mean, okay, I'm not gonna be deceived. You've told me both of them are, well, goddamn, they're treacherous criminals who want to take my guns. So which one
that's
do
where
I
the Libertarian Party comes in.
Maybe that's it, Katie. I never thought about that. That must be it. These must be some libertarians talking to us here. Go out and vote in because we want to. I mean, the big important thing here is to secure their properties. Man, you can listen to them talk over there in the micro effect. They'll tell you what they're out for is to get. They want their property rights back. That's. They don't even cop to that this shit is going on. I mean, how could you even talk about property rights or anything when I'll tell you what, you got no property rights if this shit's going on. You got no rights, period. Don't be deceived by political party labels when it comes to your Second Amendment rights. So, you vote for Trump. We weren't voting Republican. I'm voting for Trump. I was voting for Mr. Trump. Donald J. I'm going to make America great again, Trump. Well, Mr. Trump signed the legislation on the federal level for the expanded background checks, people. Oh, you're going to forget about that. Well, he's done a lot of great things. Look at that economy. Man, I put up a thing just before I came up here. It's the king has no, the emperor's new clothes. And that's what this bullshit is. Like I said, I seen him there in, where in the hell was it? Laura told me Wisconsin or wherever it was. There with the goddamn, I mean, go look at that. That's who's getting, we told you that's who was going to get your country. And they're giving him $4 billion in tax breaks and shit for this gook to come over. Cause we're going to make America great again. I shit you not. Drugs, gangbang. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
I can't believe the people of Oregon are letting this shit stand. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The people of Oregon haven't let nothing stand, Mark. People of Oregon haven't let nothing stand yet, have they? I mean, they're writing it down on. They're writing it down on. Sorry. Go ahead.
I can't believe this idiot even had the balls to even. Submit this bullshit.
The communists have come into the state of Oregon from their beachhead in the state of California. They have pumped them in here by the hordes because they're financed well. They can afford to move from state to state and come in and take over, you know, the local local governments from the bottom up. And now they're in Salem and they're in Portland. That's where the goddamn, see, that's the original idea of the state of Jefferson was that these, you know, all the big landowners and all the land taxes came from out here. And it all went to those goddamn metropolitan hubs and they got to spend all the goddamn money. The same thing going on here. You got all the communists kegged up in the cities, like up in Salem and Portland, and they're gonna vote your rights away. But you know what? You communist piece of shit. You got to come out here and take them. It ain't real until you do that. And I know what they got planned. Like I said, it will be state police, gun confiscation teams. That will be state police. And when they come in, the Constitution sheriff over there. He, you know, I ain't cooperating with just sit there, but he'll sit there and watch him burn your goddamn house down and kill you and won't lift a finger to stop them from violating your rights or help you defend those rights. There's your goddamn sheriffs for you people. You still trying to sell that garbage out there too?
If Oregon passes this bullshit, they're going to split that state apart like they're trying to do in California. They're not going to, there's going to be guns and no guns. They're going to have to split the state.
No, they will come out here into the rural areas, I promise you, and that's when the shooting will start. Because it's either the people are either going to have their guns and be left alone or they're not. And I, for one, am going to have my guns and be left alone. I'm going to fight. I can't speak for everybody else because I don't speak for everybody else, but they're not taking my fucking guns. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, think about the survival thing we were talking about. Now, watch those naked and afraid. I know it's kind of stupid, I mean, but it ain't, because it does make sense when you look at it. You're going out there with fucking nothing, and you realize what clothes are worth. How tough it can really be. And food just, I mean, it just ain't out there dropping out of trees and coming up into your camp and laying down and killing itself. It's a journey, man. Anyways, think about it, and that is The Word from the Trenches.
Just try turning the electricity off for a day.
That'd about kill most of them.
And then see how long you can go without going to the grocery store. I went for 3 months.